Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, moving things around a little bit. Monday morning market moves, college football, then the NFL, taking a look at the next slate. But, you know, with so much action NFL related, we also didn't even get to the World Series. We will carve out time for that. You better believe it. We need to talk about what happened in college football over the weekend. You know, we complained about it. We voiced our issues on Friday with the YouTube TV scenario, hoping a deal would get done. We're sitting here Monday morning. A deal is not done. You already said you're not watching Monday Night Football, but you have YouTube TV just like I do. So if you wanted, you really couldn't watch Monday Night Football if you wanted to. Here's what's interesting. And I saw this being the case on Saturday. So a good deal of the games that I wanted to watch were on YouTube TV. And I found myself, and maybe this has to do with other things in my life, I found myself with ways to watch it. My wife's like, I just did the 7-day trial for, Fubo or Roku, one of those. She did the 7-day trial because she wanted to watch the Notre Dame game. She's like, I got it up. You were talking about it on your show. I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I got the 7-day trial. I'm like, oh, okay. I was unmotivated to even try to figure it out. Like, that's where I was at on Saturday. I'm like, oh, I'll just watch what I got here in the basement. Whatever. I don't even care what the sign-in is and all that. I'm not motivated to get the information, enter the email, the password, download the app, and then I could watch the game. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Maybe I'm the only one that's like that, but I missed a lot of games because of this YouTube TV thing. And one thing I did notice, I forgot on Saturday morning, I go on to turn on game day, and then, oh, yeah, we still can't watch it. I just watch Fox. I watched the Fox pregame. I'm like, yeah. Oh, you got it? Yeah, whatever. I'll just watch this. I don't really care. If I'm doing that when it's my job for now, like, I think there's a lot of people that probably feel the same way.
I don't know what to do. I was texting with a couple people who just said that they have already made the switch to Hulu TV. That's a thing now, okay. Right?
Yep. So I have Hulu as well.
That is sort of an easy transition, I guess. But I haven't done the legwork on it. And I don't know, do I have the ability to watch NFL games on Hulu TV? I'm guessing not. Like, that's why they have us by the balls right now, because I do enjoy NFL Sundays at home by myself. Yesterday, mm-hmm. I ordered an entire pizza. I ate the whole thing by myself throughout the day. I did it in shifts. So I got the pizza. I put a picture up of it on Twitter. It was a 8-slice Detroit-style pizza. I had the first 2 slices right when it got here. I had a couple more during the afternoon slate, and then I polished it off at night. It was like an all-day thing where I ate this whole pizza over the course of the day. And I just sat and melted into the TV. Quad box, you know. I'm getting so lazy now on Sundays, too, that, like, I used to do, like, three screens, three different games, and now I'm just like, let me just put the quad box up in the main one.
Exactly.
Like, it's big enough. Yep. I can see enough. I can pick the volume as I go. It's fine. But if I cancel YouTube TV, I'm going to miss out on my NFL Sundays. So I think they just kind of have me over a barrel right now, and there's not much I can do. Like, I'm not going to cancel YouTube TV because then I can't watch NFL Sundays. And I'd rather watch NFL Sundays than watch college football Saturdays. But you're right. The experience was completely different. I mentioned the Texas game a couple times now. I was following that game, which made it more maddening because I couldn't watch it. When Texas is up 34-10, I'm following it on my phone. Not even visually. I'm following it on the score app. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a cover. It's 34-10. Like, let me not even follow this anymore because the game's over. And then I got a couple texts about it because people were watching it. And I then am like, oh, it's 34-16. Oh, it's 34-24. Oh, there's 2 minutes left. Oh, they just recovered an onside kick. That's the worst. Following a bet that doesn't win on your phone when you can't watch it is the worst. That's my personal hell. But you're right. All I was watching on Saturday was Fox. So it was Ohio State, Penn State, and then it was Texas Tech, Kansas State, and then ended up going out after that game and went to dinner. So, yeah, I watched two college football games on Saturday. And usually I'll have four on the main TV and then two on the side. So I'll have six games on at once. I had one game on at a time for 6 hours, 7 hours.
Watching the entire Fox pregame show, or most of it, there was something that really annoyed me, because usually I'm flipping if I'm around in the morning before the games get going. And this is Joe. This is not Sam. I don't want you to get in trouble at all. It is a much better product than it used to be. They're obviously pouring a lot of resources into it. We have Bear on the show. Fantastic. One thing that really bothered me that I never really noticed until Saturday is it is so... there's so much homerism. Like, it's, and I get it. You do that in college more than the NFL. And it kind of comes with the territory. You're an Ohio State guy. You're this guy. And people, even though he doesn't play into that, people would say that about Herbstreit no matter what. And it took him a long time before people stopped saying it a little bit, but they still say it. It's just so much. So much. My Michigan team, my Ohio, you know, Urban Meyer's there, and it, yeah, Buckeyes. Yeah, it's just like, oh my God. And it impacts me as a viewer because I feel like no opinion is real. You're saying that because you want that to happen, because you want them to win, because it helps your brand. You might make more money if they're successful. Boy, it was a lot. I'm not asking for your thoughts. I'm just stating what I felt like with that pregame show. It is a lot better than it used to be. I like the direction they're going. It's real. People used to kind of laugh at it and say, oh, it's a little engine that could. No, and they have real talent on there, and it can be really good. So much. Like, okay, you bring in Dave Portnoy. Oh, let's do the bit again where I'm going to yell about how great Michigan is, and you're going to boo me because you're an Ohio State fan. It's like the entire, I'm like, we get it. I got you. You're a Michigan guy. You're wearing the colors. We understand. Come up with something new, please, for the love of God.
They really do have a lot of their bases covered, too, because you have Leinart, who went to USC. Brady Quinn went to Notre Dame. Mark Ingram, Alabama. Yes. Urban Meyer, Alabama. Ohio State. Portnoy, Michigan. Even Bear had the Miami ring on yesterday. I think those are pretty prominent programs to cover. I understand all that. But there is a lot of alignment with the schools or the conferences that these people were a part of. And I think that's a very fair take. I enjoy the show, though. I do. I think the way that they get involved with the crowd, because Game Day has done a lot more of this with the McAfee field goal challenge, and Sanford Steve's wearing the ref outfit, and they're giving you know, a lot of money out for kids that make the kick and all that, and that's cool. But I do think Fox does a better job of putting the talent in the hornet's nest. Like, a lot of that show is
touching,
not
at the nest. They can actually touch the people, you know?
Yes, yeah. Which I like, because they probably, over the course of a show, have six or seven different locations on the Big Noon show, where Game Day has two or three, I feel like. A lot of the game they show is at the desk, which is traditional. I mean, it's worked for them for decades. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I like the versatility of the Fox show because they're at the desk, then they're on the field, then they're in this section, then they're over there. Then they're, when they were at Northwestern, I thought they were going to jump in the lake. You know, like they were all over that setting, all over that campus environment. And I do like that. Do we need to see Portnoy in the Michigan gear every time? I agree with you. It's a lot. It's a lot. And like Michigan's playing Purdue in the sleepiest game. We're talking about Ohio State, Penn State, and then we got a wedge Michigan in there. And I get it. Conflict is good. Controversy is good. I think it's worked, but I certainly understand your point.
There's definitely a barrier with game day in the crowd now. That was not always the case. That's kind of how it became so popular. Then the crowd became so big. It's like for maybe security reasons. I don't know. But you're right. More involved with the audience, certainly Fox's. And like I said, I do enjoy it. It's getting better. I view it as having more potential than game day. I'll say that. So that's why. That's just a little bit of constructive criticism there. Before we jump to the card, we had another firing in college football, this one in the SEC, Hugh Freeze gone out at Auburn. And then because I saw a prominent college football person retweet it, I thought we had another one, which is not true. And that's Mike Locksley. Tim Brando fell for a fake account, fake news, whatever it was. And he was kind of going off about it, how this makes no sense, blah, blah, blah. Well, it wasn't even true. So, but there's so many firings going on, you can kind of believe it. Like another coach got fired, but Hugh Freeze is out. Locksley's still there at Maryland for now.
Brando has definitely lost his fastball. I've watched some games that Brando's been on the call of in the last 2 years.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not good. He came on the broadcast last year. Oregon was playing Purdue. And Purdue last year went 1-11 and fired the head coach at the end of the season. And Brando's trying to dress the game up. I believe it was a Friday night game in West Lafayette. Oregon went to West Lafayette. And that was the game where Purdue had just rallied against Illinois and almost beat Illinois. It was a 50-49 final score. Illinois still won, but Purdue had this miraculous comeback and almost won the game. And Brando comes on the air and he's like, it's a national title contender against one of the most exciting young teams with a great young coach, the Purdue Boilermakers. And I'm like, no, that's not a thing. Purdue lost that game 31. I'm looking right now, 31-0, I think. And then they fired the coach at the end of the year. Purdue last year finished 1-11. 35-0 Oregon on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. Hey, not bad. Not bad for recall. Like, no, that's not true. They're not a young, exciting team, and their coach stinks. And he ended up getting fired. but that was how Brando introduced the game. So I think he's definitely definitely lost his fastball.
Yeah, yeah. I used to really enjoy listening to him, maybe more so as a guest, because he has a lot of opinions on what's happening in college sports. But you're right, I'm looking up his age right now, 69. Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close. All right, as far as this weekend's card, it's not awesome, but there are some games that were supposed to be good. Again, we throw Penn State into the fray because there are so many games that we thought would be high-leverage games in the conference, and they're just not because they stink. Indiana, they're worth talking about too here. So it's Indiana as a 2-touchdown road favorite going to Happy Valley. I brought up this idea a couple weeks ago, and it keeps happening. They are smashing teams. Smashing. Not letting up at all. 55-10 this weekend over Maryland. And now they're going to Happy Valley. It feels like these Hoosiers are on a mission, and they don't want any excuses when the new rankings, when the first edition of the playoff rankings come out here, which would be very curious to see where Indiana is at. But I think they're going to want to continue to do this, Sam. I think they are out to beat everyone by as many points as possible.
I understand it. And don't be surprised if the committee comes out and says Indiana's number one, because Indiana has a better win than Ohio State does. The win at Oregon's mm-hmm. a better win than anything Ohio State's done. I'm not saying Ohio State's not better, but that's the truth. Indiana has a better win. That's obvious. I'll probably take 14.5, though, man. Like, I don't even know that it wins, but it's just that's a huge number for me. I took Penn State first half on Saturday, and that got home. Then they did not cover the full game, so got lucky there. I will probably look at the points and take anything north of 14. This one will be very popular. SMU just beat Miami, mm-hmm. right? Just upset wow. Miami. Now SMU is going on the road, laying 11, and the market's coming down a little bit. I see some 10.5. I see a 10 offshore. That would be a good spot, I would think, to look at the dog in Boston College. And then can we talk about LSU-Bama? Brian Kelly's gone. Sure. LSU's a mess. Alabama opens 11, but the initial move so far coming in on LSU against Alabama. That'll be one to follow. Same with Oregon and Iowa. Oregon opens up 5.5 at Iowa. Pinnacle's at 4.5 right now. They're taking the dog at home against Oregon.
Texas Tech BYU, a top 10 matchup. Texas Tech laying 10.5 right now. Another one that will be very interesting to follow. You know it's going to get a lot of action. Joe O, Sammy P, Monday Morning Market Moves, NFL version next on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.